Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Richard Epstein at Civitas Institute. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, about the Trump administration going directly to the Supreme Court after a federal district judge ruled that that Mr. Trump does not have the authority, the power, to fire Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board. Richard speaks to the matter of ordinary process, regular order, going to the Supreme Court. It leaves all the courts out in between, leaves out the establishment of facts. And Richard says, doesn't even acknowledge that Lisa Cook has a day in court, gets to answer charges when they're brought. Is Richard Epstein on the first, second, and third thing wrong with thinking that the president can fire Lisa Cook without much more conduct, much more process? More of this tonight.
No, it's not a process that's normal. This is why it's Donald Trump's process. Normally, you have to go through an intermediate court, probably in the District of Columbia, in order to make this thing go. And the question is, who's the greater threat to the legal system? And the answer is, it's not Lisa Cook. She was an innocuous, not very visible member of the Federal Reserve Board. The idea that her behavior, when she tended to vote management most of the time, was a threat to the security of the United States is absolutely absurd. I mean, maybe you don't like her politics. Maybe you would not appoint her. Maybe you'd criticize her as a DEI hire. All of that's okay. But to have this kind of terrible hyperbole is, again, the same kind of thing that Donald Trump has done everywhere else. You look at the original papers that he fired, and they were little short of a scandal. What he says, I'm firing you for cause, and go. And so then you look around and say, well, what do you have to establish in order to fire by cause? Where, given the fact that these people are holding fiduciary duties, you can't fire them at will, and everybody kind of understands that. Well, he doesn't give any procedures that he went through in order to reach this determination. There's no report, and he doesn't examine other sanctions that might be appropriate in light of the conduct that may be an abuse, and he doesn't even establish that any abuse that she may or may not have occurred was a fireable offense.